اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك، ولك الحمد حمدا عند كل طرفة عين. اللهم صل على روح سيدنا ومولانا محمد في الأرواح، وصل على جسد سيدنا ومولانا محمد في الأجساد، وصل على قبر سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم رحمتك نرجو، اللهم رحمتك نرجو، فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. وأصلح لنا شأننا كله لا إله إلا أنت، وأصلح لنا شأننا كله لا إله إلا أنت. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا أرحم الراحمين. فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. يا أو الله، أو موس كريم رحيم الله، أو موس مرسيفول الله، أو الله تعالى please forgive our sins يا الله. أو الله forgive our major and minor sins أو الله. أو الله the sins we've committed knowingly and unknowingly أو الله. أو الله please make our مغفرة يا الله. أو الله in these مبارك days يا الله، in this مبارك مجلس يا الله، in your house يا الله، we are begging you for your forgiveness and your مغفرة يا الله. أو الله please forgive our sins يا الله. أو الله have mercy on us يا الله. Have mercy on us, ya Allah. O Allah, forgive us, our parents, our friends, our relatives, our wives, our children, our neighbors, and the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, you have showered us with so many ni'mats and favors of yours, ya Allah. O Allah, we make shukr to you and appreciate all the ni'mats and favors that you have blessed us with, O Allah. O Allah, from the time we are born till now, we are enjoying so many of your favors and your ni'mats, ya Allah. Yet we fail to make shukr and thank you for your favors, ya Allah. O Allah, we express our shukr and thanks to you, O Allah, for all the favors and ni'mats that you have blessed us with, O Allah. Especially the ni'mat of iman that you have blessed us with, ya Allah. The ni'mat of being from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. For the parents that you have blessed us with, ya Allah. O Allah, for the work that you have placed us in, ya Allah. The company that you have given us, ya Allah. O Allah, all the ni'mats that you have blessed us with, O Allah. O Allah, we make shukr to you. We thank you for these favors and these ni'mats of yours, ya Allah. Shukr ni'mat hayatu, wa qadr ni'mat hayatu, uzre taqsirati ma, wa qadr taqsirati ma. O Allah, forgive us for all our wrongs and our evils, ya Allah. O Allah, if there's any ummati on the face of this earth who is in difficulty and hardship, ya Allah, O Allah, remove the difficulty and hardship of his, ya Allah. If there's any Muslim in any kind of problem who is in sickness or bimari, ya Allah, remove that sickness and bimari of his, ya Allah. If there's anyone in debt and qaraz, ya Allah, make some means for him to pay out that qaraz of his, ya Allah. O Allah, the Muslims that are suffering in the different parts of the world, ya Allah, whether it's in Syria or in Iraq, ya Allah, whether it's in Afghanistan or in Yemen, ya Allah, or in any part of the world, wherever the Muslims are in difficulty, ya Allah. O Allah, remove the difficulty and hardship of this, ya Allah. O Allah, presently we in need of rain, ya Allah. O Allah, bless us with beneficial rain, ya Allah. O Allah, bless us with beneficial rain, ya Allah. Allahumma asqina ghaytham mughitham mariyam muri'a نافعا غير ضار، عاجلا غير عاجل. اللهم صيبا نافعا، اللهم اسقنا، اللهم اغثنا. والله bless us with beneficial rain, Ya Allah. والله have mercy on us, Ya Allah. والله accept us for the service and the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. والله have mercy on our parents, Ya Allah. والله our parents have done so much for us, Ya Allah. We fail to fulfill their duties and their responsibilities, Ya Allah. We fail to be kind and good to them, O Allah. والله we beg you, Ya Allah, from your rahmat and your favors, Ya Allah, that you bless them with your special mercy and your rahmat, Ya Allah. والله be pleased with them, Ya Allah. والله be pleased with us, Ya Allah. والله be happy with us, Ya Allah. والله bless us with your muhabbat and your love, Ya Allah. والله bless us with your muhabbat and your love, Ya Allah. والله in these Mubarak days, O Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah. والله bless us with your muhabbat and your love, Ya Allah. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangata hai, Ya Allah, hum tujhse tujhko mangata ho. Allah, please bless us with your muhabbat and your love, Ya Allah. Your ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Allah, we become routine Muslims, Ya Allah. Allah, we've forgotten the lesson of love. Allah, we've never learned this lesson of love, Ya Allah. Allah, teach us this lesson of muhabbat and love, Ya Allah. That everything we do it, we flavor it with the lesson of love, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Allah, help us and assist us, O Allah. Make everything easy for us, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with goodness and happiness in our lives, Ya Allah. Allah, bless our families also, Ya Allah. Bless our parents, brothers, sisters, Ya Allah. Our asatiza, our friends, our relatives, Ya Allah. Bless all of us with all the good of this dunya, qabr, and akhirat, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with afiyat and ease, O Allah. Allah, save us from difficulty and hardship, O Allah. Allah, when the last moments of our life comes, Ya Allah, let it be in a manner that you are pleased with us, O Allah. Allah, save us from ghaflat at that time, Ya Allah. Allow the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, to be on our tongues at that time, Ya Allah. Allah, take us in a condition that you are happy and pleased with us, O Allah. Allah, save us from being in a bad and evil place at that time, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with a good death, Ya Allah. Bless us with a good mort, Ya Allah. Allah, make our graves into gardens of Jannat, Ya Allah. Allah, make it easy for us to answer the questions in the grave, Ya Allah. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, on the Medani Hashar, Ya Allah. Bless us with the shade of your Arsh, Ya Allah. Allow us to be basking in mountains of musk on that day, Ya Allah. Allah, Allah, when the scales are put up, Ya Allah, let our good deeds be heavier than our bad deeds, Ya Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq of getting our book of deeds in our right hand, Ya Allah. Allah, allow us to cross the pool sirat at the speed of lightning, O Allah. Allah, bless us with the opportunity of drinking the water from the Hawz-e Kawthar, from the Mubarak hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, bless us with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. Allah, in Jannat, bless us with the companionship of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, we are not worthy of this, Ya Allah. Allah, but we beg you, Ya Allah, bless us with the Mubarak companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. اللهم إنا نسألك مرافقة نبيك سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. والله bless us with that excellent companionship, Ya Allah. والله we have heard from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that the greatest ni'mat of a jannati is that he'll be able to see you, Ya Allah. والله bless us with your didar, Ya Allah. والله bless us with your didar, Ya Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك الكريم وشوقا إلى لقائك في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. والله bless us with all the ni'mats and all the blessings of Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala, accept us for the khidmat and the service of deen, Ya Allah. Accept us, our families, our progenies till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Allah, in these Mubarak days, Ya Allah, Allah, do not deprive us of your special rahmat and mercy and blessings, O Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. آمين برحمتك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن حديث قدسي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has reported Allah تعالى is saying, whosoever behaves disrespectfully towards a friend of mine, a wali, is like one waging war against me, and I become as wrathful while protecting my friends as a furious lion when attacking its prey. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one can attain nearness to Allah Ta'ala more readily than by fulfillment of obligatory matters. Secondary in importance in this regard are the optional prayers, the nawafil, whereby a person can also come close to Allah Ta'ala. The more he offers these, the nearer he approaches him, till he earns love from Allah Ta'ala. At that state, Allah Ta'ala assumes control of his eyes, ears and hands, and becomes his constant helper. Allah Ta'ala responds when he cries to him. When he asks for something, he meets his demands. Allah Ta'ala further says, I never hesitate when I will to do something, when I will to do something, except when the soul of my mu'min slave is to be taken, as for some reason he does not wish to die, and I do not want to go against his wishes, whereas death is a must. Some of my slaves are keen to offer special type of prayers, but I do not let them do so, for it may lead to vanity. Some of them are such who can have sound faith only when in good health. If I destine sickness for them, they are adversely affected. There are others who can maintain their faith only in sickness. If I order health for them, they may go astray. I give orders befitting the affairs of my slaves, because I know all that is in their minds.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. For righteousness, Allah promises love. Love comes at three levels. At the first level, you begin to love Allah Ta'ala. At the second level, Allah Ta'ala begins to love you. And at the third level, then the people and the creation begin to take a love for you. For no apparent reason, they just have a liking for you. People begin to take a love for you. Sometimes animals begin to take a love for you. The universe begins to take a love for you. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ. When that believer is in distress and he has to leave the world, then the skies, the heavens and the earth cries for him. They cry for him for that good deeds that used to ascend from that section of the sky. Now it's blocked off, it's sealed up. It's sealed up. Now that it's sealed up, and the heavens also cries that no longer will I receive the good deeds of this person. So the heavens cry, the earth cries, and if it is a person that Allah doesn't like, then the heavens also doesn't cry, creation also doesn't. They feel his good riddance. Mustarahun. We have been relaxed from this person now. We are in stress all the time because of this person. We are getting stressed. Now we have become relaxed. Mustarihun or mustarahun. So the earth and the heavens also say that we are relaxed of this person. We are no more burdened with his problems. So this love comes and this muhabbat comes, it comes from all centers, all quarters it comes from. Person that you didn't know, and he begins to like you. Person that you knew, and they'll... At times it happens that أن يجعل بينكم وبين الذين عاديتم منهم مودة. Person that was not in good terms, he had been on bad terms with you, hated you. Now that hate is converted into muhabbat. Al-Hindar radiyallahu anha, she says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that before Islam, then there wasn't a face that was as hateful as your face. There wasn't a people that was as hateful as your family. And there wasn't a house that was as hateful as your home. And now after accepting of Islam, there isn't a face that is lovable and likable as your face. There isn't a household that is lovable and likable as your household. So those that did not like you, that turned you as your enemy, now they begin to take a love for you. So all this comes just as the cash benefit of righteousness, virtue and righteousness, and people begin to take a liking for you. As Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, when he was imprisoned around the 1980s, so the police officials used to beg him that for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, don't curse us. We are here because we have been commanded. We can't go against the instructions of our superiors, our seniors. But otherwise, we will make sure that you don't go through any difficulty. Make dua for us, but don't ever curse us. So they also recognize, sitting in prison, and with all the difficulty that he is in, that yes, these people understand this is a friend of Allah Ta'ala, and being the friend of Allah Ta'ala, we don't need to earn his anger, his curse, etc. So wherever you are, then you are liked. In the midst of your enemies, right in the prison, in the depth of difficulties, then people begin to take a liking for you. Only on account of what? Righteousness. Now righteousness is not a difficult thing. Sometimes we think righteousness is a difficult thing. How can we become righteous? Habib Ajami, Raji Rahmatullah, used to mention his story quite regularly. He was a usurer, devouring interest. And he became so ruthless in this, when he wouldn't go and collect his loans or his interest installments, whatever they're supposed to pay monthly. The person doesn't have that amount of interest to pay. So he says, alright, is there anything cooked in the house? So this is getting prepared in the house. I'll give me the entire pot. Or that person, he, his wife, his child, were all pining for that meal. Just about when it's prepared, all the bread, the preparation, everything is taken away. So he became so hard. Your sins make you so hard. When you get into gunas, it hardens your heart. Outwardly it may seem that you have generous. Like you see one bank and it's doing some type of a charitable work. So you get the impression that they are very charitable, very generous. But when they attach the properties of people that are right in the streets, you know, right in the grains, trains, attaching this person to property, taking away that person's motor car, his business. They're merciless, they're ruthless. They knew you for ages, and then you fail to pay the installments, and the installments just on the interest, and they don't think twice to attach your property. Everything is gone. So this is what guna does. It makes you ruthless. It makes you so hard, like a stone. Now this Habib Ajmi, the time for his tawbah had come in. He had to go to collect some of his interest premiums, whatever was outstanding. And that person didn't have the money. So, as usual, he went to collect the food. He brought it home to find it to be nothing more than a piece of stone, big rock. Now, immediately he realized that this was a beautiful dish. Now it's transformed to a stone to impress upon me that what you've been eating all this time was stone, therefore you became a stone. You were eating the stone and you became a stone. Eating a rock and your heart became like a rock. So now this was to impress upon you. And I said, no, it's not right for me to remain in this state. Now I need to go for my reformation, correction. See, we make tawbah, go for our correction. We generally, it doesn't happen on your own. You get into contact with someone, he directs you, he instructs you, he makes dua for you. Gradually, things work out. Rasulullah had made dua for Umar radiallahu anhu, and he came online. Doesn't happen like that. Someone makes dua for you. That association that is required. Otherwise, you try on your own. Not that it will not work, but it's difficult. So you need the direction of someone to motivate you, to encourage you all the time. That's how we are made. A child requires his parents. Allah Pak made it such that without the parents, the child is weak. He doesn't have a direction. He's a lost case. Whereas Allah Ta'ala could have done it directly. It's your parents, you take the direction, take the cue from them. So for Hidayat as well, then He's given you a direction, this is how you want to go about doing things. I could have guided you directly, but you go this way. Now as Ajami is going, it was Hassan Basri Rahmatullahi, that was his sheikh, eventually. So Habib Ajami comes across a group of children playing in a field. So that one child is saying to the other child that run away, don't let even the shadow of Habib Ajmi fall upon you. Because if his shadow falls upon you, you become Jahannamis. He got terrified. These children are talking like this. It's not of their own that they are talking, because they know me from before. And today why they're talking like this. I have done something terrible. I need to correct myself. See this realization. It struck him. But the realization is very, very important. And the deeper the realization, the better the remorse. And the greater the remorse, then the greater and the better is the turnaround. You need to turn around. But as the remorse is going to be deep, then such is going to be the turnaround. The turnaround beautiful. Therefore, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah says, Har ke budi baz a, e dargaye ma, dargaye na umidi nis. Whatever you be, Come back. Whatever wrong you have done, don't worry about the wrong. Look into my mercy. Don't look into the depth of your sin. Look into the heights of my mercy. You're looking in the depths of your sin, you never consider the heights of my mercy. So look at the oceans of my mercy. Turn around. این درگاه ما درگاه ناامیدی نیست. My threshold is not a threshold of despondence. Anyway, with Habib Ajami, he goes to Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah and he pledges never, no more. This was the first time and it's going to be the last time. I'll never do this again. Now this is that remorse, and to the depth of the remorse will be the resolve. So you want to have a resolve, and it's in proportion to the resolve, in proportion to the remorse. How remorseful you are will be the resolve. Otherwise, the tawbah is out of convenience. Ramzan came, then the child that wants to go on to the musalla, he'll keep a beard. Ramzan went, the beard also went. And people don't think anything about it. They don't think anything about it. It's a severe, it's a serious guna. It's a requirement to stand on the musalla, so I need to keep a beard. Otherwise, they won't allow me on the musalla. So this tawbah is just a convenience, seasonal tawbah. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't want a seasonal tawbah. Or you want some attention from your wife, so you became very pious now. That day, you became pious. Why? You wanted some additional attention. Now she knows it and you know it, that you become pious just because you want that attention. Will she give you that proper attention? She knows it's just a seasonal thing, just a cover-up. For that day now, you wanted something, some favor from her, so you became very pious, very good, very loving, got some gifts and all that, just for that moment. But you know, she knows and you know, that after today, he'll be back his own way, he'll carry on. So you can't play this type of games with Lapa. So the proportion to your remorse will be your resolve. The resolve is right, then everything works out. So in this Ramadan, let's make it an occasion. Our remorse must grow to that point. We say, no, Allah, I've done it, it was the first and the last, now it's never again. Come what may, even if I have to die, I'm not going to do it. It's wrong that I was doing, womanizing, whatever I was doing, I'm not going to do it again. They will offer me, I'm going to be forced, I'm going to be persuaded, never. So in the house of Allah Ta'ala, then you promise Him, let the resolve be. Right? Tie yourself up. And how you tie yourself up is, like you got a phone now, you got into the habit of looking into porn, right? You're porning now. So you give your password to your wife, for example, and your child. And you tell them, this is a password, you must get into my history. See what I've been doing for the day. And you know your child got it, your wife has got it. So it's going to be difficult for you to get into any mischief. So you have someone as a backup. You know? A computer has a backup, isn't it? So for your own deen, you have a backup. Your wife is checking on you, and your daughter is also checking up. And then you can ask your mother also to check up. Mother is also checking up, and your wife is also checking up, and your daughter is checking up. Now it's difficult. Hey, my mother is going to see now. What I was doing? Which sites I was going to? My mother will not check up. How she'll feel now? I see all the naked girls and all this, yeah? And my mother is going to see this. I've been doing all these type of things. Have I got any shame? Have I got any type of regard in my eyes? So when that resolve is going to be very, very firm, when that remorse is going to be firm, then the resolve is going to be firm. Now this Habib Ajami, he made his tawbah. He said that resolve. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants. Come in. Tawbu ilallahi tawbatan. See that this is a maf'ula mutlaq. Maf'ula mutlaq comes to show ta'kid, to show, to impress. Tawbu ilallahi tawbatan. Right? Not just tawbu ilallah. Tawbu ilallahi tawbatan. Strong, remorse. Sincere, pure, clean. Let it be to the depths. Now this Habib Ajimi made a tawbah with that resolve and he's coming back on the same path. When he's coming and he's returning on the same path, one boy, one youngster that was playing in the same field, and now he says to his friends, "Hey, come, come, let the shadow of Habib Ajmi fall upon you, lest you become Jannati. His shadow will fall on you, and you become Jannati." He's such a blessed person, such a righteous person, you see. And one occasion now, how was he? Now that he made the tawbah, he's so, so firm about the tawbah. Allah Pak looks at the heart. Habib Ajmi rahmatullahi is God of Tahajjud. So Hasan Basri rahmatullahi is going, and he says to himself, "No, Habib Ajmi is performing namaz, let me read my Tahajjud behind him." So according to us also, if 2-3 people join up in Tahajjud, it's all right, not more than 3. According to Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. Habib Ajmi rahmatullahi is performing the namaz, and Hasan Basri rahmatullahi saw him tahajjud namaz and he joined up with him. Halfway through the namaz, hey, this is Ajmi, he doesn't know how to read the Quran Sharif. No tajweed, nothing, no makharij, no tajweed. So he broke his namaz and turned away. At night he sees Allah Ta'ala in his dream. He's asking Allah Ta'ala, "What is the path to draw to your proximity? How can I gain closeness to you? I want to become your beloved. I want you to be loving me. I want your love, pure, pure love. I want it. What is the way to get to your love? To come close to you?" So Allah tells him, "As-salatu khalfa Habib al-Ajmi." Performing namaz behind Habib Ajmi. Performing namaz, yeah. So you see where the focus of Allah Ta'ala is. It's not just your outward appearance. Don't take me wrong now. Don't go chankari sab now. There's no need for your qiraat and tajweed classes. Sometimes people look at the story and they take out ahkam from that. The stories are not supposed to be, you're not supposed to be taking ahkam from that. It is just to show importance. What? It is to show importance. Importance of the cleansing of the heart, purity of intention, honesty of your behavior. That's what it is meant to show. You come and take out ahkam from this, then it's wrong, obviously. Not to pull out ahkam from this. See this love of Allah Ta'ala and how it comes. So let that remorse be to the depths. Let the resolve be to the depths. And then you see how it happens, how it works out. Insan also begin to take a like for your remorse. You are really remorseful. Insan also begins to take a liking for you. But the remorse must be with the resolve. It is not just be for convenience. It is not just for one day, 1 hour. No, I've done it. And now see what happens. Allah begins to love you so much and He loves you so much that He says, "Laika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat." I will transform your sins into righteousness. On the day of Qiyamah, when the reckoning will commence, then Allah Ta'ala will usher a believer, and will cordon him off. So nobody can see him but Allah Ta'ala, because Allah has cordoned him off. See how much Allah Pak loves you. And He's cordoned you off. Nobody can see you. Imagine yourself going through an immigration and they've cordoned you off. Right? Because you got some stuffs you got here. Right? But they don't want to embarrass you in front of the whole crowd, the whole airport now. And you got the stuffs here. You got carrying illegal phones, right? Because if you're traveling just now and one person is coming to India, so at the immigration, they asked him, what is in the suitcase? You got some phones. Yeah, how many phones you got? One, two, three. No, something like that. The moment he said something like that, these immigration people are trained. They are trained to check you out, Yeah, something like that. Now, he just said something like that, they said something fishy. They opened the bag and it was loaded with phones. From the top, from the bottom to the top, all loaded. Come on inside. So, Allah Ta'ala likes you, likes us. So he, when he wants to take you to task, but he saw you were remorseful, you were regretful, you being good. Here and there you slipped up. Right? So he doesn't want to embarrass you. He doesn't want the whole world to come to know about your wrong. Right? Came to the madrasa and you got involved in something wrong. Right? One is now in front of the assembly and the ustad or the principal calls you up. Yeah, yeah, you, the culprit. You know? What an embarrassment. Huh? Isn't it an embarrassment? But Allah cordoned you off. Like as though he quarantined you. Nobody can see. So Allah Pak says, see, on this occasion you did this. Huh? This occasion, you winked at that girl, you know, in the school. Now, on the day of Qiyamah, it will be so vivid, it will be such a graphic picture that you can't deny. Because it will be like a videotape. Imagine, are you there? And that girl is there, and you videoed. وَوَجَدُوا مَا أَمِلُوا حَادِيرًا. Allah is saying, وَوَجَدُوا مَا أَمِلُوا حَادِيرًا. You just turned 13, 14, came of age, adolescence, and then the masti started. Eh? And the masti started, then you just winked, and there you got snapped. Straight away you got snapped. Allah is showing you. See this. Now, what you'll do? I caused it. I caused it. And on that occasion, see, you went to that mall and there was that music playing, you know. The music was playing and you were dancing to the tune, jiving. When you're done diving and jiving, you're coming now, so that the driver, he in his cell phone, he had one old Qawwali number, Damadam Mastakalandar. We have to show him, but this is not right. So you are driving to that tune, and that everything is videoed. Even the feelings of your heart are being videoed. Even the feelings of your heart are videoed. Can you reject that? Can't reject it. So then Allah will say, all right, I covered you in this world, I'll cover you today as well. I covered you in the world, I didn't expose you in the world, then I won't expose you today. Number one. And then the second thing Allah will tell you, that you see, I have replaced your evil with good. You know, all was all mess. What you're doing, you're winking here, listening to music that side. So your wrongs have been replaced with good. For this one, although you got one neki. Imagine now, but the one wrong you did, and there's $1 million on this side. Another wrong you got was $10 million. Now you're looking at the dollars now. Imagine you're looking at the dollars. As the wrongs are just pulling in, and the dollars are just pulling in. So as though you could remind Allah Ta'ala, Pak, but you know the other day I did the other wrong also. You see insan, how greedy he is. He sees the dollars pulling in. So as though he's reminding Allah Ta'ala, you know, I did the other things also. All Allah wants is be come with the remorse, come with the resolve, no matter what happened. Love with the remorse and the resolve, I'm going to do it. If I made a mistake, I'll never take the next morsel. I'll never sleep. I'll never take the morsel, the next morsel, until I don't stand before Allah Ta'ala, beg His mercy, beg His forgiveness. I'll cry for an hour. I slip once, I'll do it. No matter where I am, I forget, I'll leave all my work. Until I haven't straightened up with Allah Ta'ala, I'll leave everything. Straight away. In the midst of my work, I'll just leave that work. And I'll first straighten up with Allah Ta'ala. Because He's giving me that air. He's giving me that life. The circulation of my blood is Him. He's doing the circulation. Everything is from Him. Regulating my temperature is Him. He's doing it. Everything He's doing it. If one of my organs collapsed, then I broke the command, His command. And then if He broke one of my organs, then so I won't do anything until I don't fix it up with Him. I won't say, no, I'll go tonight home, then I'll sit and cry and make tawbah. That's a convenient, a seasonal tawbah. That's not love, that. Love is now straight away. Committed the wrong, straight away. Then you see how Allah gives you that spirit. Allah give us that tawbah and nasuha. We all sinners. But the one that is sincere in his repentance, then he becomes the beloved. He becomes the dear one. He's too dear to Allah Ta'ala. That is why they say, لَأَنِينُ الْمُزْنِبِينَ خَيْرٌ مِّن تَسْبِيهِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. Right? That crying, أَنِينُ الْمُزْنِبِينَ, that crying of the sinners, remorse, regret, and totally broken down, you know. أَنِينُ الْمُزْنِبِينَ, you're broken down and you're crying, begging Allah's mercy, right? You're broken down. You don't think anything of yourself at that time. So you're crying at that time, in that state, you know, you're broken down, you're sincere to Allah Ta'ala, is better than the tasbih of righteous people. That person that is being tasbih, he still goes through some enjoyment, isn't it? He goes through some enjoyment. Tasbih, being zikr, and the nice kayfiyat that he goes through. And yeah, this is the anil al-muzdibin. This one is broken down. It's labak. I got nothing to go. I got nothing. I'm absolutely helpless, hopeless, useless, penniless. I got nothing. Labak. It's only Your mercy. This is Mubarak month, Mubarak place, the masjid. Let me take one corner. When nobody sees me, it's only You that will see me. And let me cry out. Let me cry out everything. As though you're saying, Allah Ta'ala, I'll vomit out all that evil. From my eyes, I'll vomit it out. I'll spew it out from my ears, I'll spew it out of my heart, I'll spew everything out today, Allah Ta'ala. But You cleanse me. So this is too dear to Allah Ta'ala. It's so dear. Allah Ta'ala says, now You're my dear one, You're my favorite one. See? So just try this. We've tried everything else we've tried. Then after that, even the urge comes and we are dying also. Let the death come. Let the death come. See those magicians. Right. Fir'aun had threatened them. لَوْ قَطِّئَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ, that I will cut your feet and your hands from the opposite ends. Amputate your hands and feet from the opposite ends, and I'll crucify you on palm trees. جُزُوا إِنَّخْ, shoot you down. Let your bodies be there. Amputate you. Right. But their remorse and resolve was so, so firm. It's not a problem. Inna ila rabbina ma'mun qalibun. One way or the other, you're going back to Allah Ta'ala. This way or the other, anywhere else can you go? Can you go anywhere else? You have to go back to Allah Ta'ala. All we desire that, inna natma'u an yaghfir lana. All we desire that Allah must forgive us. So you say that, that bad habits, pawning or womanizing or drugging or anything, you say them. Let us group us in those magicians that made the sincere tawbah. Out of the barakat of their tawbah, Allah forgive us also. Include us in their tawbah. So imagine at the beginning of the day, they were the worst criminals under the sun because they came to challenge the greatest Nabi of the time. That was the beginning of the day. But before the end of the day, they became the greatest awliya of the time. There wasn't a wali as great as them. And they say, La Zahir, not a problem. One way or the other, we're going that way. And we wish that Allah will forgive us because we've turned, we have made this attempt. Now imagine these people didn't do one namaz, one roza they didn't keep. No namaz they read, no wuzu, no roza, nothing, no hajj, nothing they did. But they became the greatest awliya of the time on the basis of their firm resolve. What a resolve, what remorse they came in, what resolve they came. That he posted them and exalted them to the awliya of the time. So you become the beloved of Allah. Such an easy prescription. All we need is resolve. Allah bakar nas tawfiq.